Yeah, well, it's disappointing. Surely you're going down there with aspirations of getting 3 points and getting up the table, and like a number of times this season, you know, it just hasn't happened for us, and we've fallen flat in our face, you know. It was a poor performance overall. It was a very poor performance, to be honest, and it's really, really disappointing. And you know, it's just not good enough at the end of the day. You know, the least we expect in any game is, you know, players give it 100%, and they just didn't do that last night.
Well, 2-0 down at half time. It's always difficult in the second half to come back from that.
Yeah, well, in the second half we pegged them back a good bit, and we had a few chances, but you know, and you know, we kind of got caught in the break late on for the third goal, but it just wasn't good enough, Oisin. And you know, from as I said, you know, you can chat about local players, and you can chat about inexperienced players, young players, a small budget, players' abilities, and whatnot. But if the effort's not there, then you won't win football matches, especially in this league, because they're all decent sides. There's no real poor sides in it. You have to work for anything you get. And the way we went about our business last night just wasn't good enough.
You mentioned after the Shelburne game last week, when you returned after the break, that you were calling on the players to pick up more points and pick up a few places in the table. And you obviously didn't get that response last night, James.
No, I did not. You know, the response I got was, you know, I'll not go too far into it. You know, to be honest, the response I got was very, very disappointing. You try and make excuses at times, and you know, but you know, we've had disappointments this year, but you know, we're at the stage of the season now where, you know, we really, really need to go and show on the pitch how much we want to push on, and how much it means to us maybe to get up the table. And you know, as you said, you know, I asked that question, and I mentioned that during the week, and that was the answer I got last night. So it wasn't the answer I wanted, and it was very disappointing to see it. You can legislate for maybe one or two players being off colour, but you know, when you look at how we played in the first half and how we started the game, and you know, it's a massive disappointment, and you feel sorry. You know, I've seen half a dozen Hearts fans down there, and you know, they travelled all the way to Wexford to watch what we put on for them last night, and you know, you feel sorry for them. But listen, it's you know, we need to keep going, and you know, we'll keep working, and we have another tough away game in Athlone, and you know, but you know, there'll be changes made, that's for sure.
Is it getting more difficult as the weeks go on, James?
It shouldn't have to be. And some weeks you might think it is, and other weeks you think it isn't. And that's the way the squad has been. You know, one week to give you that wee bit of, to give you an insight into maybe what they're capable of, and then the next week we go out and show, you know, the other side of them. And that's what we got last night. You know, in the second half against Shelburne last week, they showed possibly what they're capable of, and it's not good enough. It's too inconsistent. You know, between the first half and the second half, and between one game and another game, it's too inconsistent. And you know, it's certainly hard to work with. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, as you said, the big thing for me was, yeah, we went down there, and if we had got 3 points, we would have went up the table. And you know, but you know, as I said, the answer and the way the players went about it just wasn't good enough.
Finally, James, one more question. Looking at the table, the proof, of course, is in the standing. 17 games played. There's been 5 victories, 4 draws, and 8 losses. Are you feeling pressured at the moment that the 3 points aren't coming the way of Harps?
No, because you know, you know, I demand a lot from the players on a weekly basis, whether it be in training or in games, and you know, I try and set as high a standard as I can for them, and I try and set high targets for them. But you know, I'm realistic. You know, you have to be realistic as well, and you know, we're not going to be in any promotion places. We're not going to be anything like that come the end of the season. But what I would like to think where we would be, you know, like a top six, and you know, when we turn up, we were more than capable of being a top six or a top five. But when we don't, like we did last night, then, you know, the table gives a true reflection.